Hi, and welcome to episode 3 of The Debrief Show. I'm your host, Dee Clayton, and this is a rerun of a previously live show. But it's really important. We wanted to share it with you on podcast too, so that you can get to the Simply Amazing structure and understand what we call the what section. So it's not just about the what section, but a lot of it is covering that, because we're going to talk to you in this episode about how to clear the clutter, how to make sure your ideas, whether they are complex or less complex, get across with clarity, and people can then convey your message with consistency as they talk on forward. So this is going to teach you some techniques on how to prepare appropriately, how to make sure there's not too much detail, how to make sure people aren't doing lots of nitpicking of your ideas. So if you want to know also what the London Tube Map has got to teach you, continue to listen to this episode. I hope you enjoy it. Hello and welcome to The Debrief, your 30-minute weekly shortcut to clearer and more impactful communications. The topic of today is this. It's about too much clutter. It's about saying more by saying less. And this is definitely a topic for me. So I had to really think about that for this show, because I love squeezing in so much value. I love telling people all of these top tips, and it can be tempting for me to go into it in a bit too much, either too much detail or too many topics, try and land too much on you. So I really wanted to think about this time keeping it to some really key points and seeing if I can say even more by actually saying less. So this is a challenge for me. And let me know, do you think that your tendency is to say a little too much when you're presenting or communicating, or perhaps you're not saying enough, so you don't speak up enough? If you were to sort of balance it on that scale, let me know in the chat if you think you're one of those that maybe says too much or covers too much because you're too keen, or you're not speaking up enough and you're not actually going for it enough. So what are the clues if you're putting, I call it clutter, right? But if you're putting too much clutter into your presentations or your meetings or your emails, what are the clues? Well, one of the clues is that you might be over-preparing. So maybe people at work don't see this because you're up late at night finishing off your presentation or your emails or your meeting notes. But actually, it is a clue that you're trying to cover too much in the time if it takes you too long to prepare. There's another challenge that you might see is that if you are in a presentation and people are nitpicking at what you're saying, so you're maybe presenting to a group of senior people, senior stakeholders, and they're really picking into everything that you do, one of the reasons might be that you have caused it because you've given too much detail. And the more detail you give, the more they can kind of nitpick into the detail. A bit more about that later and a clue how to avoid that later. But that might be a clutter clue for you. And then also maybe you've got really complex messages that you're getting some of it across, but some of it's being diluted. So not everybody is getting the message that you want, and your message is a little bit diluted. So if any of those clues are there for you, let me know in the chat if you have a tendency to do any of those. So, so we've got a comment here, can say too much at times, need to be mindful of how much you say. Yeah, so that might be quantity of saying, or that might be number of topics. We'll go into that in a minute. Thank you very much. So the three clutter causes that I'm looking into today is firstly, too many topics. And that's definitely where I have my weakness. So I'm not sure about you. And the second one is about going into too much detail. And often subject matter experts can have that tendency where we want to go right into the detail and tell everybody everything, but you lose people along the way. And then thirdly, I want to have a look at specifically complex communications. So things that are actually complicated to communicate, how you can do that in a way that's crystal clear. So let's look at the first problem then, which is having too many topics. So you might recognize this, and maybe you've been in a meeting like this where the agenda has far too many points. If there is an agenda, then you're lucky, has far too many topics on the agenda. So there's too many things that people are trying to cover. And then if time is running out, instead of cutting down on the number of topics, they just speak more quickly to try and get through the agenda topics even more quickly. But then you're not listening. So then it's really confusing. And then you don't really know what's going on. Just let me know if you've ever been to one of those meetings, and or have they been your meetings, if you're honest? Have you sometimes had that happen to you? So it's a little bit like then trying to do a jigsaw puzzle, but getting five different jigsaws out and throwing all of the pieces of the jigsaw onto the table. And then you're trying to talk about too many things. You can't do five jigsaws at once. You've got to do them one at a time. So it's too much to deal with and people's minds get too confused. So what can you do about that? So really have a think to yourself as you're preparing there with your computer or with your pen and paper. Have a think to yourself, how can I say more by saying less? And really be ruthless. Cross out what you don't need. Maybe go round your finished whatever it is, presentation or communication or agenda, and be really ruthless. What can you cut out to say more by saying less? So let's just pause for a minute to give you an opportunity to think about what you might do differently. Just from that one idea of, do you cover too many topics? What have you got coming up maybe next week? And have a talk to me in the comments. What have you got coming up maybe next week, an important communication, that you could actually do that run through of, can I say less topics? Can I cover less topics? How can I make it smaller so that I can spend a bit more time and it can land as well as it can? Let's move on then to the second clutter. It's difficult for me to say, isn't it? Cause, which is having too much detail. And I think we've all experienced this, especially these subject matter experts that want to tell you everything about the workings of their whatever it is that they are interested in. And they've been spending months, years, maybe decades developing the product or the idea or the concept or the brand, and they want to tell you everything. But actually what that means is that the audience leaves a little bit confused. So one of the easiest things to do is to chunk your content. So chunk it into three sections. So three is the magic number. I'm often found singing this to my training courses. Three is the magic number. Depending how old you are, you may or may not recognize that song. And if I'm lucky, I get them singing it back at me. But it's a really good thing to remember that things are much more easy when they're communicated in threes. So it's not just about it being easy for the audience, but it's much more memorable for yourself as well. And you can use your fingers. You can go, well, the three things you need to remember are this. And that is, of course, shown in the what section of the SAS that we went through, Simply Amazing Structure, that was in the last episode. So the next one is chunk levels. Now, it's obvious really when you look at it, but most people don't think about it, that there are different levels of chunking. So what that means is that any topic you can think about, I've chosen the topic of animals here to show you, but any topic you think about can chunk down into another level. And that another level can chunk down into a different level. So we've got animals can chunk down into all sorts of levels, but amphibians, mammals, birds, and that can chunk down. Mammals can go into like elephants and primates, and that can go down primates into humans, monkeys, great apes, and more. So what happens, though, is most people don't consider what level they are chunking at. So especially people who have a tendency to do too much detail, they aren't even on the lower level of this scale. They're going even lower than that, because under humans, you could subclassify that into types of humans or geography or whatever, and then sub-level that. So what happens with people who are going into too much detail is they're many, many, many more levels down than this chart suggests on their topic. And if you think about where your audience is, let's say they're senior stakeholders, they're an executive group or something, they're going to be much higher up. So they're looking at the big picture, like what's the impact on the customer, or what's the impact on the EBITDA or the profit or the turnover or the service level agreement, whatever it is, they're going to be thinking about the big picture. And if you're a subject matter expert, you might be tempted to stay in the detail and be telling me exactly why this little minutia doesn't work. And broadly speaking, the more senior you are, the more you want to be top level. So when you're presenting to them, you need to bring your presentations or your communications up to a higher level, it's a good idea for you to chunk up for executives because that's the level that they work at, but also because they're short on time often, right? So they want you to say something quite quickly, often depending on their personality style. If their results personality style, they might want you to quickly say what you need to say, and that is done by chunking up. You can always then say, do you have any questions? Would you like any more information? But generally, it's better to give less than more and then ask them if they want any more. So let's just stop there for a moment and give you a chance to think about how does that impact you and anything that you're doing in the next week or in the next month. Some people have a problem and they're not doing it at a low enough level. Not so many people that I've met have that issue, but it might be your issue. But more than likely, it's your challenge is to keep it top level. Now, that doesn't mean you couldn't follow up, for example, with a Word document or a chart or some follow-up data if you want to really, show what you've got later on if you need to, if they want more information, or you can have a side meeting about it, or you can even pre-sell it and pre-share the details so that you don't need to do it in the main event. So that looks like that's making sense for you and it's landed with you. Makes sense, yeah? And here's a comment here. I always prefer the detail to be something I can follow up later. Yeah, and the trainer to provide notes for that. So allowing like the training course or the presentation to be the giving of the big picture, and you get the concept. And then once that's done, then you can go, now what are the details? Let me think about those. Let me process those afterwards. Yeah, thanks for that comment. So the third thing that I wanted to share with you today is about how if you're communication really is a complex thing. And I've worked with people who work on, spaceships and people who do satellites in the sky. And these are some really complicated topics. So if you genuinely have a complicated thing to communicate, how do you go about doing that in a way that is still crystal clear? Well, what you might be tempted to do is you've got all these pieces, let's use the jigsaw metaphor again, you've got all these pieces of the jigsaw and you've got so many things that you want to tell people, you can't quite sift through them. So how can you do that? Well, here's some cheats for you, quick cheats. The first thing is to do a visual. So this is the London Tube map from, I think it was 1931, the first one was drawn, and it was absolutely groundbreaking in its time because it didn't represent real distances or the real geography, and that would be what most people would think a map should do. But this simplified the map so that people could get from A to B. There's a few iterations since then, but broadly speaking, we can still recognize that as the tube map even today, all those years later. So what can you do? And maybe you don't do it yourself, maybe you get somebody professional in to help you, but how can you turn your complicated idea into a visual? And what I find is that you become more clear about your idea or your product or the thing that you're trying to communicate when you visualize it. And because you're more clear, you're more able to explain it. But equally, with a visual, you don't need to explain it as well because it's there for people to see. And the beauty of this, of course, is if you work across lots of different countries and different languages as well, more often than not, the image will be totally appropriate to those different cultures and languages as well. So it makes it very much more easy. But it does take a lot of effort to do a really good image, and it's totally worth it. The second thing is that you can use metaphors or similes to explain what you're trying to do. So say like there's a problem in your machine and you need to communicate it. You could say it's a bit like, and you might say a bit like your car or a bit like this. So you can make it about something that we know about, that the normal person that you're presenting to, who isn't a rocket science expert, it's a bit like your car. Or it's a bit like a jigsaw puzzle, or it's a bit like climbing a mountain. You know, there's some ones that are used again and again, but you could have a unique one that's really relevant to your brand or your problem or your challenge. And the third clarity cheat that I'm going to talk to you about is GPT. So I'm not sure how many of you are using ChatGPT. Maybe you can pop that in the chat for me and let me know if we've got any GPT fans or haters. But either way, you can use it very nicely to help give you feedback. And especially if you have a tendency to do too much information, you can feed your email or your document and you can ask ChatGPT to summarize it for you or to tell you where you're being a bit verbose or to give you some hints on how to chunk it into threes if you want. So use the tips that I'm giving you and tell ChatGPT that you want to do those things. You can ask it for help to get into the SAS structure. You still need to use your brain with GPT, otherwise you'll get in trouble. So if you just give it to ChatGPT and then assume it's done, that's not a good approach. But using it as if you might use an expert colleague to go, hey, can you look over this for me, is a brilliant way to use it. So I suggest that you get into that. And if you need any help with that, then let me know. Have a little stop here and think about what complex areas might you have that you might want to use any of those clarity cheats for. Now, if you're still over talking, you try all these things out, you're making sure that you don't do too many topics, you're making sure that you don't give too much detail, and you use all the clarity cheats that I've spoken to you about. If you still find yourself over talking or using too many words, and it's always like that, loads of information that isn't needed and you know you're doing it, then it might be a case of these little public speaking monkeys. Here they are, here he is. These little monkeys talking to you and still saying, you're stupid, you're not good enough. And if you have a monkey about being stupid and that's one of your worries or not good enough, you might feel that you need to talk more to show how good you are. And I've worked with clients like this before who, let's say they've got a monkey about being stupid, they try and say more to show that they aren't stupid, but then they end up looking a little bit more less confident than they would do if they didn't have that monkey. So read the book, Taming Your Public Speaking Monkeys. Read this book and that will help you to, or get in touch with me, to go through the three stages of monkey taming. So there's catching the monkey, which is finding out what it is. Is it stupid monkey, not good enough monkey? There's all sorts of different monkeys, but those are the very common ones. And then you want to connect with the monkey. So find out where it came from. And then you want to challenge the monkey and tame it so that you don't have to feel those thoughts as you're going through your work life or normal life. So happy to tell you more about that. And if you have any questions about anything about the monkey stuff, do pop it in the chat or get in touch with me afterwards. I'm more than happy to go into lots of detail, and I won't, because this is all about clearing the clutter and making sure we just give the top line. So now it's time for you to take action. So what could you do? Firstly, I'd like you to have a think about what one action could you take from today. I know in the mini stops you've been thinking about where this applies to you and what you could do in the next week or the next month. But really, before you get off this call today or this video, however you're watching this, before you stop today, make a commitment to yourself that you're going to do one action to help you clear the clutter. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Debrief Show. We talked a lot about making your ideas more simple so that people can understand them. And largely that's in the what section of the Simply Amazing structure. The next episode, episode 4, will talk a lot about decisions, not delays, and how to take action. So that's going to be the how section of the Simply Amazing structure. Please do tune into that. And if you're enjoying these episodes, share them with your colleagues, your friends, your family, anyone who you think can benefit from being clear in their communications and following the Debrief Show, because in future episodes, we're going to be talking to some really fascinating guests as well. Thank you for being part of our community. If you enjoy The Debrief Show, you can find more on podcasts, whether it's Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you listen. And we're on a YouTube channel, D Clayton Channel, and just look for the playlist called The Debrief Show. We look forward to seeing you next time.